Podcasting worldwide from Vancouver, Canada. Welcome back to the Personal Process Podcast. The show that takes you through the growth, hardship, self-discovery, lessons, and stories of individuals who achieved success in their own personal path. Trust the process.
I don't know. It's one of those things that, you know, lately these past couple of months, you know, it's just been a real, you know, I feel like I'm just starting something new with myself and just how I'm seeing my life and things around me. Well, for example, like one thing that's happened is the last 2 months or so when I started applying to masters and stuff, and it really touches on what you just said about just kind of making the most and how things totally happen. I really believe, you know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a strong believer in that. So when I was applying to some master's program, as one does, you know, you need references. And so I reached out to some profs and I said, hey, applying to some masters of public health programs, MPH programs, and I'd love to have you as a reference. And one professor I was super close with, you know, it it's that aspect of luck and making the most of it. And, you know, I told him, hey, I was thinking of applying to SFU's program. And you know, he said, hey, you know, just an option. If you're ever curious, feel free to give me a call and I'd be happy to give you some advice, because, you know, SFU's Masters of Public Health program is a great program. But he's like, you know, since you did your undergrad there, you might find value in other schools and exploring. If you'd ever like, show me a call. And I was like, you know what?
Wow.
Here we go again. What if I give this guy a call? Like, what am I going to get out of this? I was like, maybe I can just be like, eh, it's okay, don't worry about it. But then what if I miss out on something potentially useful? And I said, you know what? Emailed him back and I said, let's do that. I would actually love some advice on this. So we get to talking and he gives me some advice. You know, he tells me all these things and he goes, okay, so let me get this straight. And he goes, from now until next September at the earliest, you're not going to be doing any kind of schooling. And I was like, that's right, because that's when the next cycle starts, is next fall, 2021, obviously. And so he goes, okay, what are you doing right now? And I said, okay, I'm doing project coordinator work with SFU. It's just part-time. I'm doing like online, like website coding and project design or whatever. And he goes, okay, if you're interested, I'm looking for someone to start doing research with my team. I've just gotten a really big grant and I could fund for somebody. And it's in research on fluoride. And it's, you know, it's involving oral health and it's looking at a Canada-wide study of how, you know, mandatory provincial water fluoridation might come into effect. Would you ever be interested in doing that? We can have you on board doing part-time work. You can keep both jobs. I said, you know what, this is a big offer. Like, I'm really humble. Let me think about this. Mm-hmm. So I took some time and I stepped away again, talked to parents, talked to some close friends, and I thought to myself, you know, I'm on a good trek now. I'm doing stuff and my work is good. Like, pay is good. Hours are flexible, but I'm working from home. I've got the capacity. I'm nowhere near burnout by any extent. I've got lots of time. And I think to myself, you know, what if this was something that was meant to happen? What if this like research and this project with this prof was something that was lined up for me? You know, maybe this is something that, you know, how crazy is it that I have a prof just reach out and be like, hey, here's an offer for a research related to dentistry that you might find interesting, and I'm handing it to you.
Yeah.
So I called him back the same day and I was like, you know, I thought about it. He's like, well, it's been like half an hour. And I was like, yeah, that's all I needed. I'll take the job. And I was like, that's amazing. And it really got me thinking about how, you know, all these things at the time when I got the news about Sydney and not being able to go abroad, I was like, how am I supposed to get something positive out of this? Yeah. How am I supposed to like turn, you know, I'm usually able to flip anything into optimism. What the heck do I do with this?
Yeah.
And coming at it now where, you know, here's a great job opportunity and, you know, I've been able to take care of my health. I've been going to the gym 7 days a week and focusing on my wellness and stuff. Thank you, sir. You know, it's back to that mindset of if you can, why not? You know,
yep.
If you have the capacity and you're interested and you want to try something, why not do it?
Sure.
And so it's really changed my perspective on everything I do. And it's in fact actually made me more positive, being like, here was this huge news that came that turned down amazing school plans I had to go abroad, and we're still able to move forward and find something positive out of it, you know?
Yeah. And you know, that's kind of what we were mentioning earlier is, you know, like see the good in it and everything. And mm-hmm. I think this is an amazing anecdote to share that, you know, the research that we're talking about right now is fluoride. Now, right. fluoride, I believe it's in tap water in Ontario. At least it was on a news article that I read like 10 years back. Mm-hmm. In BC, I believe it's not there right now. And I guess your research is focusing on this aspect, which is really cool because mm-hmm. apparently you need to be very careful with the amount of fluoride because of the way that it works on your teeth. Anyways, I don't know about that, so I'm not going to stop on that front. But, you know, like, think about it, Samory. Like, you got rejected from this dentistry position mm-hmm. because of things that were out of your control.
True.
Hey, get to our place in 4 days. Oh, by the way, you can't get to our place in 4 days.
By the way, you can't, so bye.
Exactly, right? But, you know, how... I just think it's not, you know, it's not chance, you know, like to get something like that position and for that prof to open it up for you, you know, and for that prof to have funding, because let's be honest, that's a huge part of even offering a position like this, you know.
So true.
There's a lot of variables that happen. And I honestly think, like you mentioned, this is part of your personal path. And I 100% agree with every single failure. There is some sort of meaning you're supposed to get to it. And I think this one aspect just shows us, you know, and I think this is supposed to steer you in a direction that you were meant to go. And, you know, I don't know if it's going to be researcher or professor, but it was supposed to steer you in a direction where you're meeting some people, you're doing some experiences, and wherever you end up, I know for a fact, Samer, that this is where you need to be right now. And I think that's just a fantastic story with it, you know, and just something to inspire a lot of people, because let's be honest, like COVID-19, what an impact, you know, like one thing that I was very happy to have for myself right before COVID-19 was like a routine, you know, I'd have pho every week. I love pho. You know, that's like the one comfort food I have. And I'd hang out with a person every week. I'd, you know, work out. I'd work on different things that I enjoy. And then, you know, hey guys, by the way, there's a virus that can kill you and it's spreading throughout the world. So, you know, we're gonna lock you guys inside. And, you know, I've been home as much as possible and all that, but it changed my life. And at first it was terrible. I don't know if I can speak for you, Samer, but it was a tough couple initial months. You know, I was feeling terrible seeing all this news, all this negativity. And then obviously you have the American politics going down south, which is just... what a year.
What a year. Well said.
So, you know, Samer, like I really appreciated this one point that you made, man. And, you know, like tell me something else, man. Like we can keep going. We can go into your closing remarks. I'm sure we could talk forever. So you can tell me how much you want to go into and we'll keep going from there.
For sure. For sure. And I think I'm really happy that you mentioned that too. It's especially for me, it just became like, you know, the physical wellness aspect as well, like being able to graduate from university. I don't know if you had this aspect as well, but being able to step away from classes and all the madness of undergrad, it gave me a chance at first to kind of step back and be like, all right, you know, I'm not tied down to lectures right now. I'm not tied down to having to be on campus.
Yeah.
Maybe I should take a little bit more time to focus on me. You know, I don't think people take enough time to do that sometimes. And so, and again,
most people,
you know, and I remember same thing. I had just been on Snapchat, just looking at folks' stories. And I'd seen this one girl who I went to, you know, SFU with, and she was going to this Anytime Fitness that was, you know, near her place or whatever. And I think, you know, I just remember responding and being like, I don't know what kind of led me to do this, but I just pulled up and I was like, how are you finding the gym routine? I remember like closing my phone and being like, why did I just do that? Like,
classic.
Okay. You know, I don't even really talk much with her, but why not? Okay. And she was super friendly and she had just answered and she commented back and she was like, you know, I'm really loving it. It's been great. Cause same thing with me, you know, that time at home, like I'm working from home. I never leave home. The first two, three months of COVID, I canceled my car insurance. I literally like never left home. I just stayed here all the time and it took a toll on me, it took a toll on my wellness, mental, physical, spiritual, everything, you know, as someone who is super extrovert and I get my energy from being around people, it took a toll to just wake up and be like, well, I'm going to go downstairs and make food and come back to my room and probably go to bed later. Like that was my day.
Let's go. And,
oh yeah. You love to see it. And, you know, I remember her commenting and being like, yeah, Anytime Fitness. And she lives pretty close to me. And she was like, there's one that opened just a couple of minutes away from us, like pretty recently. You should come check it out. You can get like a free trial. Like I'd be down to work out with you the first time or two, you know? And I was like, wow, that's actually really nice. Sure. You know, why not? Right.
Why
and so
not?
Gave it a shot, went down there. Staff were super amazing and friendly. And, you know, it became a challenge of, I remember, you know, it's the small things that really make a difference. I walked into this Anytime Fitness and they had this big like chalkboard.
Yeah, yeah.
And on the chalkboard are like the top 10 people of the month who are coming the most often.
I was challenge like, accepted.
I want to be on that board. I was like, you know, this past 6 months, I've gone to the gym like twice.
Yeah.
I'm like, why not see if I can just get on there? You know, because they told me, they were like, hey, here's the sign up fee. Here's how much you pay bi-weekly. You can come multiple times a day if you want. You can come once in 2 weeks. The fee stays the same. Mm-hmm. So I was like, well, you know what? I'm already paying for it. I'm signed up. Might as well make the most of it. So I just started going every day. I would just go every day, nonstop. And, you know, it's just finding something that changes the routine for you. You know, going to the gym, even if we're all in masks and whatever, you know, I'm seeing all these people. I'm seeing all these other people who are trying to, like, you know, stay fit and healthy. And the community that was there is super friendly and inviting. People are helping each other out. The staff are amazing. And so, you know, it's just for me become, you know, again, finding the best out of these really crummy moments like we're going through lately. You know, hey, we're stuck at home, can't see friends and stuff. All right, I'll just go to the gym every day, wear my mask. Everything's got plexiglass or spraying everything down. At least it's healthy for the most part. And it's a 24-hour gym. I usually go at like obscene, ungodly times of the day when it's pretty empty.
Yep.
You know, just got to be safe. And, you know, it's that change of routine. So, hey, we're stuck at home. You can't see friends as much. Why not focus on your physical health and get out there and try something new? And so, you know, for me, again, that news that I got in September was some of the toughest news I've had to hear. So for me, again, it became a challenge of, you know what, I'm going through a real tough patch facing this, you know, pretty life-altering news. Why not challenge myself to turn it around and make the most of it? And that's kind of what I've seen it as. And so it's, this year has probably been the toughest, but also the most humbling year I've probably ever been through in terms of just, again, rolling with the punches. And even though it's that 99% luck that shifts everything in different directions, it's that 1%, like you said, that's, it's there all the time. Yep. And it might not seem like much, but that 1% can change a lot of your life. And it's up to you with what you do with it that makes a big difference.
Absolutely. And even talking about that 1%, it's something that is there all the time. But I think just to kind of add an emphasis, Samer, is something that you might not see it all the time, especially initially. True. But, you know, if you take that time to reflect, like, I think that's one thing that this pandemic has offered a lot of people, a time for reflection. True. You kind of get to see how the pieces of your life work together, the positives, the benefits, the connections, the losses, everything in between. And I think that's really made a lot more people understand who they are as a person, which I think is one thing that's great. And, you know, we were talking with one of our guests who was actually serving as a paramedic in New York City during COVID. And his one message was, you know, not sure about the vaccine, but I do have belief in the people. And I know that the people will come together. And he actually served during 9/11 as well. And fantastic individual, Brian Hildebrand, check it out. You know, he was mentioned even in 9/11, you know, like we all came together. And I honestly think that COVID-19 is the same. And, you know, at a time where that country is divided, the US, it's a very amazing message to hear. And, you know, it's just about trusting the process, about coming together as a community. And it's about connection, man. It's about connection to your family. It's about connection to your friends. You know, like, I'll share this. You know, the reason that me and Samer are doing this interview, and, you know, let's throw back to like just chance occurrences. He messaged me. He's like, hey, man, how's it going? Just checking up on, you know, like, life's been interesting nowadays. So how's it going? Just checking up. Classic Samer move. But, you know, I appreciate it. And I was actually meaning to ask Samer to come on our show, but like, I've honestly just been busy. The show's been getting such amazing growth and just amazing people I've got to talk to. I'm just really hammered in on this and focused. And I think I'd like to think it's going pretty well. But, you know, like, Samer messaged me like, yeah, you know what? Time to invite him on our show, see how he's doing. And, you know, I don't know if I can speak for everyone, but even up till now, and I think we'll probably go through maybe one more story or message, and then we'll probably go to our outro, our one message, and we'll conclude it there. But I've had a phenomenal time today, man. You know, it's just been a great time, you know, catching up. And I think this is the first time we're actually seeing each other. We had a couple calls, but each other, you know, like, and just getting that kind of story out there, Samer. So, you know, like, with that being said, Would you like to speak on the point that I just mentioned? Would you like to share another anecdote or story, or would you just like to sign off on a bang?
No, I mean, I'm happy to at least touch on the point that you just made, because I think that's so true. And it's something important to touch on is, you know, I think people are always kind of talking about, the thing I keep hearing lately is, oh man, like, we're never going to go back to normal. We're never going to go back to life as it was, you know? And I feel like people need to start asking, like, is that such a bad thing? Like, is that such a bad thing that really you have to worry about? Because, you know, even this year, what I realized, you know, sometimes I did the same thing with you sometimes, is I got so immersed in the things I was doing. I got so busy. Things would just get crazy. I'd forget to take time to reach out to friends and check in on people. And so, you know, I made it my goal this year to be like, you know what, let's relax a little bit. Let's take some time to just message people that are important to me, message people who made a difference in my life, or even people I didn't see that often. Just being like, hey, how are you doing? Taking a minute just to check in, hope things are well, whatever. And, you know, it's not something I normally did before. I normally just went with the flow, and as things happened, it was great. But, you know, I've really been amazed at how some people would just reach out and respond and be like, wow, you know, it's so good to hear from you. Been going through a really horrible week this week. Yep. You know, you have no idea how much of a difference this makes. It's like, wow. You know, so again, it's just, I think there's such a beauty in finding just the small things this year. Oh, and yeah, whether or not there's a new normal after this, I don't think it needs to matter, you know, with the vaccine on the horizon and everything happening. Maybe we can learn a lot from this into just being thankful for the small things, thankful for the small people who just shoot a message off and just be like, checking in, hope you have a nice day. It makes a world of difference. So,
absolutely,
you know, I know a lot of this aspect has been about personal growth and all these really important areas, but I think it's equally as important just to really focus on those small, minute features of, you know, whether you walk away from this and you aim to try something new or grow yourself or better yourself, there is no scale to it. Just like I told my brother and I've been telling myself, you know, maybe growing yourself and doing better is waking up an hour earlier and going outside and going for a 15-minute walk in the morning. That could be a huge success to some people, you know? And, you know, there's a
personal process.
Totally, totally. Like, one of my biggest role models I look up to a lot is a guy, you might know him, named David Goggins.
Oh my guy.
Oh, yes. I love him. I love him. He's a former US Marine. He did all this work and joined, you know, the service, and he's ran 100-mile marathons. And before he joined the Marines, he was 105 pounds overweight, was doing bug exterminations, and was told he wouldn't be able to join. They said, you have 3 months to join the SEALs if you lose 105 pounds. Good luck. And he's like, you know what? Sounds pretty crazy. Let's do it. Challenge accepted. So it's again, whatever that challenge might be, we don't have to compare our lives to David Goggins. We don't got to compare them to one another. You know, I don't have to compare them to the person around me. It's just find that challenge, find that thing that might be an inspire to you, whether it might be seen as easy to people around you, whether some people might see it as crazy. If you can try it and do it, you got to do it.
Absolutely. And that's actually a guest that I need to reach out to. So thanks for actually bringing his name up.
Of course.
He inspires me as well. And, you know, he's kind of like the person that you'd think of talking about, like, embrace challenge. Because, like, I think Joe Rogan was talking about this with regards to them, too. He was mentioning that, like, you know, like, there was a wildfire in, like, California or something. And then, like, David was mentioning that, yeah, I'm just going to go, man. Like, I got to do it. I got to do something, like, just that challenges me and pushes me out of my comfort zone. And, you know, that push out of your comfort zone, it's not even something that you should just do because it makes you feel better and makes you feel more confident. I don't know if you can agree with this, Tamer, but it just makes you feel so much present. It makes you feel like you're in flow. It just... it's an experience, man. And I think by David Goggins saying that, I think the further comment was that, you know, he feels sharp. You feel sharp when you're in those situations. And I think that's a fantastic comment. Now, the other thing that I wanted to mention is, you know, you were mentioning that you got to reach out to people and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, that's something that I'm a huge fan of. And I'd like to give a shout out to SFU's, you know, finest Welcome Day speaker. There's a lot of amazing speaker, but I think you know where I'm going with this already. Blake Fly, you know, comes through, gives a fantastic speech every year. And the way that he closes it off was very fantastic. He calls a person on his contact list, and luckily for my year, that person was actually available. And then it's like, hey, you know, I just wanted to say I appreciate you. Thank you for so much for being in my life and all that. And that's actually something that I've taken in my own life and I've done. And not only has it connected me with so many amazing friends, but it's done a lot. And I think that connects back to what you're saying. Just check in on people, genuinely be concerned about them. You know, some of them will think that you are going through something yourself. It's like, oh, is everything okay? But, you know, just reassure them that, you know, nope, I'm okay. I'm chill. But, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you are, you know, we haven't talked in a minute and just want to call in and see how you're doing. So, you know, Sam, we're like, man, I swear if we're going to talk, we're going to have a 5-hour episode. And I think our record right now is 3 hours, 40 minutes, believe it or not. Great episode. Amazing. But I think on that note, Samer, is there anything you want to talk about on this point before we give your closing remarks and your social media handle?
You know, I think we nailed the gist of it. I think it's so important just to, you know, without overcomplicating it, you know, like, again, just like we'll hear so many crazy stories and we'll see all these things happening around us. And I think sometimes we just forget to live in the moment. I think sometimes we forget to just step back for a second and just do the basics. You know, it sounds so obvious. Just, hey, send a message to people that you care about. But, you know, you don't really need... Sometimes you don't really need, like, let's say a podcast to tell you this, but we forget about this sometimes. We forget about the basics and, you know, hey, make sure, you know, your mom's doing all right. Check in to see how they're doing today. You know, send a message to someone you care about, you know, look in the mirror, tell yourself enough. This isn't something that's new to people, but we miss it so much when we're focusing. You know, I'm sure a lot of people who are listening or people who are, you know, thinking about these sorts of things are people with huge aspirations.
Yep.
But it's the things in between, you know, that make the most difference. You know, it's almost like if you were to look at like a ruler, right? Like you've got all these huge incremental changes, but those aren't the ones that we look at the most often. We look at those small, minute ones and the difference, and those are the most useful, right? Absolutely. Because those are the ones that we really need to focus on. And we might not think that they make a big difference, but without those small incremental changes, you wouldn't begin anywhere, you know? And people skip over those all the time, but they make a world of difference, right?
Absolutely. And Samer, I'd like to kind of use a metaphor to kind of explain the initial part of what you were mentioning, that people don't take the time to message these things or even think about them. You know, I think in life, a lot of people are a hamster on a hamster wheel, right? And a hamster wheel, there's like a closed circular half circle with one side open and the other side closed. And, you know, let's say we're all hamsters and we're running on our wheel, we're going through our own path. And, you know, I won't say that we stay at the same place, similar like that metaphor, but, you know, we do go forward, but it's in a very directional approach and we kind of get tunnel vision. Now, I think by, you know, just taking that time to reflect and message people, we are effectively stepping away from that semicircle and onto, you know, that, what is it? Is it sand or is it some sort of wood? And we're just like, you know, we're grooving on there. And, you know, it just gives us a time to connect with other people and realize that, you know, there are other people that are going through life. And, you know, like you're mentioning earlier in the conversation, Samer, you know, like your dad was mentioning, hey, what's that person going through? Hey, what's that person going through? And I think that empathetical approach is kind of what shaped what you're doing now. You know, like that upbringing is what shapes you messaging people, asking people how they're doing. And, you know, Samer, for those of us, you know, like he messages everyone and he really does care. And even you know, I was studying for my Casper exam recently and I messaged Samurai. I haven't talked to him, I don't know, a while. And I'm just like, hey, man, like, can you give me some help? And I was even messaging sometimes at 10 p.m. I'm just like, okay, well, this is a funny story, actually. We'll go back to whatnot. I'm like, you know, I'll message him late. I'm like, is he going to reply? Why not? Like, let's go with it. Worst comes to worst, he says no or doesn't reply. So gave him a shot. We had a great conversation, gave me a lot of tips and advice. And, you know, I really appreciated the time. He gave me the confidence to, you know, excel in that examination. And yeah, you know, just take the time to care about people. And yeah. So Samer, I'm not sure, would you like to consider that your one message for the audience? Let's give another one, you know, like give us your main takeaway that you want our audience members to take away from either yourself, this podcast, or anything in life.
No, I think you hit it there. And I think it's so important. Like, you know, I can tell you a lot about getting involved and immersing yourself and pushing yourself to your capacity. But, you know, especially I think this year, what it's really taught me is just like, you know, you are always going to be enough, Bennett, and you're always going to be enough when you focus on you and not the people around you. You know, there's one of my dearest friends right now. She's doing law school at Queens. And her and I got off a really good call the other day. And she was telling me about how, you know, she was dealing with, she doesn't normally deal with this, but was really feeling a big sense of imposter syndrome. being in her class, you know, seeing all these people, because as you said, you know, once you get to that capacity, the standard you see in the people in this community versus the people who are just generically in your undergrad, not to belittle anyone, but it's a very different ballgame. Mm-hmm. You've got people who were, you know, leading this club, this initiative, started a charity, nonprofit, all these amazing things. And she's like, you know, I'll be in class and I would be hearing people answer questions left and right. And they know all the information and they started the pre-law club and I'm really overwhelmed with materials. And I said, okay, but, you know, let's step back for a second. When you were back at SFU, you know, she was a TA multiple times, was helping lead classes, all these amazing things. Look at the people who probably said the same thing about you, right? Mm-hmm. You know, and think about how much of a difference you made in that aspect. And again, it's just like that example we gave way earlier today about when, you know, you're public speaking and you feel like all the eyes are on you. No one cares about you. And that's not in a bad way. Everyone is feeling the same thing.
Absolutely.
I was like, you expect me to believe that you're feeling imposter syndrome and everyone else around you is a superstar that has no problem with what's going on in their own lives? Not a chance, you know? Mm-hmm. Everybody is worried about themselves. Everybody is thinking about how they come across to others and how they present themselves and the things that they do. And I'm like, you know what? If anybody was to remember me, if today was my last day, I don't want everyone just to remember me as extroverted and as involved and all these things. I want people to remember me as a guy who cared, you know, and did his best and just stayed positive with things, right? And people will see that differently. People might say, oh, being positive and whatever is not for me. I want to be the super hard worker. If that's what motivates you and gets you moving at the end of the day, that's what it is, right? You know, so find the things that give you the passion. And it might be hard to tell yourself that others don't care and they're focusing on themselves, and it's hard to believe. And I understand that. But you know what? The more time you spend taking self-care, focusing on what you want, and thinking about what it is that you are, you know, looking for in your life, the more you're going to enjoy the process as you go through with it. Because it's not getting to those goals that makes the difference, you know? As the very wise Michael Jordan always said, you know, I've missed thousands of shots in my career, and I failed, and so many shots I took lost me games. But think about how the fact that I kept on going and came back to the next game and practice that made me one of the best of all time. It wasn't him winning those games. It was him failing and going, you know what? I really messed up today. At least there's a tomorrow. Let's get at it, right?
Absolutely.
That's what you got to do, is wait until tomorrow. Even if today is not your day, there's always going to be a tomorrow, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, since we're talking about sports quote, I'd like to throw in Wayne Gretzky's quote,
classic.
You miss every shot you don't take. And I think that's something that we talked about a lot in this episode, Samer. You know, we talked about the fact that, you know, you might be scared to go into the jazz band and do that solo, especially, you know, for a higher pitched solo. But, you know, you go through it, you learn, and all that kind of jazz. And, you know, with that said, Samer, I think we'll go to the portion right where we give our social media handouts. I'll give a little outro, and then we'll go to our official outro, and we'll call that an amazing episode.
Sounds good. Yeah, I mean, you can find me on Instagram, Great Samaritan. We couldn't make it without a pun, obviously. Find me on LinkedIn. I don't really use Twitter or anything, but even on Facebook, if people want to connect, Samer Rahani is my name. I've had lots of people reach out, and I always, always welcome conversations. I'm super open to sharing and talking about these things. So if people are ever curious, please don't ever hesitate. I promise you, I do enjoy these conversations. So LinkedIn, Instagram, search my name and find it. I'm always happy to have a conversation with anybody.
That is beautiful. And with that said, Samer, thank you very much for being on our show. I really enjoyed not only recording this episode, but, you know, catching up with you and getting intimate with life, because I don't think we've had this amount of time to do that for at least a year or so.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we talked about how, you know, our initial upbringing of, you know, like, understanding other people and really wanting to genuinely understand what people are going through led to who you are now as a person, where you want to catch up. We talked about, you know, certain challenges in life that we might think are going to destroy us, such as public speaking, actually may lead to people loving us. And we've understood that, you know, to kind of be ourselves and put ourselves out there, because if we are that person, not only will we have fun and enjoy ourselves, and people are actually more likely to join us, as we've shared in both of our anecdotes and that amazing anecdote about the individual sharing at the festival. But, you know, it just creates a community, and you can be responsible to that person, and you can be that person yourself. We know we went into a lot of different facets of life, and if I gave an outro that big, that would be too much. So with that being said, Samer, thank you very much. And thank you very much to the viewers and listeners of the Personal Process Podcast. And with that said, we will go on to our official outro. Hey, everyone. Parham back after another amazing episode with another amazing guest. We hope we added value into your life so you could take the tips from this episode and fuel your process forward. If you enjoyed our episode today and think other friends or family members may also appreciate the lessons that our podcast brings, be sure to share us with them. Subscribe and rate our show so we know how we did. And always remember, trust the process.